This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, February 4th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week that we'll be watching as we dig out from Winter Storm Landon, as tens of millions of Americans from the Ozarks eastward hit by that winter storm over the last few days. Topic number 5 this week, Russia and Ukraine. Mentioned earlier this week that Ukrainian officials had criticized the Biden White House for overheated rhetoric, making things worse with its charged verbiage. So on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had to walk back her use of the word imminent to describe the danger of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. She said it sent a message we weren't intending to send. Well, Ukrainian officials made it pretty obvious that that was not the message that they wanted to hear. They've repeatedly criticized the Biden administration for promoting unnecessary alarm. This all has a very wag the dog feel to it, as Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis said on Wednesday, perhaps a distraction from political issues here at home as we approach the 2022 midterm elections. Topic number 4, Israel and the Middle East. President Biden said Thursday the top ISIS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi died Wednesday night during a U.S. raid in northwestern Syria. Senior administration officials said earlier that day that al-Qureshi exploded a bomb that killed himself and members of his family, including children, at the beginning of this U.S. operation. This, again, northwestern Syria, rebel-controlled Idlib province. It was the largest U.S. operation in the region, according to Associated Press, since ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed in 2019. Meanwhile, Israel signed a memorandum of understanding, a memorandum of security understanding, with his Bahraini counterpart on Thursday. This formalizes the security relationship with the Gulf country after Bahrain and Israel normalized relations a year and a half ago. This is only the second memorandum of understanding between Israel and an Arab nation, the first one with Morocco, which was signed by Defense Secretary Benny Gantz, or Defense Minister, rather, Benny Gantz, late last year. And, the Israeli Air Force conducted a large-scale drill over the Mediterranean last month involving several dozen jets. They simulated a massive attack against Iran's nuclear program. These exercises reportedly observed by a U.S. Air Force official. Topic number 3, food. This winter storm, reminder that we need to be prepared all the time because you never know what might happen next. And as you've noticed over the past year, thanks to supply chain disruptions, many grocery stores, many big box stores with empty shelves, and it's going to get worse. Many farmers this year are going to find it very difficult, if not impossible, to plant corn due to dramatically increased fertilizer costs. This is according to reports that have been circulating now for several months. Not being a farmer myself, the son of a farmer's daughter, but growing up in the city, this is not something that normally crosses my radar. And if you're in a rural area and you farm, forgive me for not paying more attention to this, but it seemed worth bringing out, especially after this storm. Some areas are reporting costs for things like fertilizer have doubled and tripled the old prices, in some cases even more. So for many farmers, especially corn farmers, it will just not be profitable to plant in 2022. Supply chain disruptions have caused the main chemicals in fertilizer, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, to rise since last spring. A study done by Mississippi State University's Extension Service found that potash is close to an all-time high at around $800 a ton. Rising energy costs, especially natural gas, have been a major issue for nitrogen fertilizer. And this raises an interesting set of unintended consequences. Circling back to Russia, Russia is a major player in the fertilizer industry, producing nitrogen, phosphorus, potash. It exports about 50% of its fertilizer-grade ammonium nitrate, with most of that going to Europe. So Europe, now in the middle of this confrontation over Ukraine, may see not just its natural gas source, or a third of its natural gas supply from Russia, but a lot of its fertilizer for its ag industry at a geopolitical tool in the hands of Vladimir Putin. This opens Europe to possible fertilizer shortages and price spikes if the conflict over Ukraine turns hot. On Wednesday, Russia's state news agency TASS announced that Moscow has suspended exports of ammonium nitrate for 2 months. They said they will resume in early April, but they want to guarantee that their domestic market has a guaranteed supply. This is also probably a little message of Vladimir Putin saying, oh, by the way, we've got this other thing that you need besides the natural gas. And not helping is a fire that's been burning since Monday in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Fertilizer plant there, Winston Weaver Fertilizer, has been burning out of control. And there's a large amount of ammonium nitrate, which officials there warn could cause a massive explosion, one of the largest in American history, if it ignites. As of this recording, thankfully, that has not yet happened, but the area within a one-mile radius of the plant has been evacuated, and there's no word as of this recording when it will be safe to return, not just from the threat of explosion, but from toxic gases. Topic number two, COVID, of course. Is the narrative shifting? Maybe, finally, possibly. Corporate media this week reported that the Japanese pharmaceutical company Kowa said that ivermectin showed an antiviral effect against Omicron, the Omicron variant, in non-clinical research. The company's been working with Tokyo's Kitasato University on testing the drug. It's significant because this was reported by mainstream corporate media sources, the same outlets that have been blasting, well, guys like Joe Rogan for talking openly about how ivermectin helped him recover quickly from a COVID-19 infection. No comment on this story, by the way, yet from Neil Young. A new study found that lockdown measures used by governments around the world to reduce the death toll from the pandemic had little or no impact on COVID-19 mortality. The significance here is that this study is coming from researchers at Johns Hopkins University. One of the researchers, co-founder of the Johns Hopkins Institute for Applied Economics, Global Health, and the Study of Business Enterprise. This is a big deal. The researchers concluded that lockdowns in Europe and the United States reduced the mortality from COVID-19 by 0.2% on average, while having a major impact on economics, mental health, and well-being. Their conclusion, and I quote, "Lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument," end quote. Saying things like this a year ago got you kicked off social media. But coming from Johns Hopkins, a respected institution of medical research, the site of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security Clade X Pandemic Tabletop Exercise in May of 2018, you might have heard of that exercise. It will be difficult for the corporate media to ignore this. The Johns Hopkins COVID-19 dashboard has been a go-to source of pandemic information for the corporate media and for Skywatch TV in the early days. So again, we'll see if the media picks up and runs with this. In other related news, Sweden Thursday became the latest European nation to announce that all coronavirus restrictions are done. As of next Wednesday, the 9th, no more restrictions in Sweden. Politico reported Thursday that the Biden administration is trying to figure out where to go next as far as its pandemic response. And I quote from the story now, the White House is wary of declaring victory too soon, only to get hit with another catastrophic variant. Officials are also anxious that voters will be disappointed by the idea of living with an endemic virus, you know, like the seasonal flu, under a president who once pledged to shut it down completely, end quote. In other words, the White House concern is for poll numbers, public opinion, rather than public health. And they can't even get that part right. On Wednesday, Jen Psaki had to defend the Biden administration's decision to spend over $1 billion, that is billion with a B, $1 billion to buy COVID-19 test kits to send out to American citizens from China. Yes, those free test kits, $1 billion worth purchased from China. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau still conveniently in quarantine as the Freedom Convoy, thousands of truckers in Ottawa protesting the government's vaccine mandate. 80-90% of truckers, according to various reports, already vaccinated. They're just protesting the idea that they're being told they've got to have it or they can't cross the border into the U.S. or do their jobs. They're even talking now about imposing a cross-province mandate. Can't go from one province to another without a vaccine. Well, Ottawa is tied up. Truckers say they've got enough supplies to wait for a long time, well beyond the end of Prime Minister Trudeau's COVID quarantine. A GoFundMe page set up by the convoy was paused by GoFundMe after it surpassed $10 million in money raised as of Wednesday. The company says it's under review to ensure it complies with our terms of service and applicable laws and regulations. Right. Washington Post, by the way, reporting Thursday that Ottawa's chief of police say it may take the Canadian military to to clear protesters out of the city of Ottawa. Just remember, whenever you hear these stories, just ask who benefits, even when you get your information from alternative news sources. As we learned earlier this week, the British government funded a PSYOP, or excuse me, military information support operation, using prominent YouTube influencer Abigail Thorne, the founder of PhilosophyTube, to, and I quote, devise a campaign to achieve a measurable cognitive shift in the target audience regarding public opinion of vaccine mandates and other mandates handed down by the government. We told you last fall about reports from Canada where military leaders saw the pandemic as an opportunity to test out propaganda techniques on the public. No indication that the government approved this, but the fact that somebody in Canada's military, their Joint Operations Command, would even think of this is disturbing, but we shouldn't be surprised. And here in the U.S., we learned this week, thanks to the Daily Wire, that major evangelical Christian leaders, and I'm not going to name them because I don't want this to be a me versus them or an us versus them sort of thing, but this list includes megachurch pastors, Christian leaders, seminary deans, denomination officials, political pundits, editors of major magazines, used their platforms to promote the official government line, interviewing Francis Collins, head of the National Institutes of Health, and promoting him as a man of faith, even though Collins has not only defended experimentation on fetuses obtained by abortion, but has directed spending, record-level government spending in that regard, and has endorsed unrestricted funding of embryonic stem cell research. Embryonic stem cell research, by its very definition, requires human cloning because you got to grow the embryos from which you harvest the stem cells. That did not come up in any of those interviews about the government's COVID-19 policies. And now, since it's become known that Drs. Collins and Fauci used their media connections to squash the lab leak theory 2 years ago, none of these prominent evangelical leaders have gone back to say, hey, maybe we were a little hasty here in always ask who benefits. Coming up, the good news is that the gatekeepers are falling. I'll explain what I mean next on the Friday Five.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy and real-time world events. Develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment. Plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on disc two, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Your yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Number one on the Friday Five this week, another gatekeeper bites the dust. The big news this week, Wednesday anyway, was the resignation of Jeff Zucker as the president of CNN, the cable news network, ostensibly because he failed to disclose an intimate relationship with a colleague, another senior executive at the network. I'm missing from all the major media reports about Zucker's resignation and Donald Trump's reaction to it is the fact that CNN's ratings have tanked over the last year. Now that they don't have Trump to kick around anymore, CNN's ratings have dropped by 90%. Of course, CNN's got some other issues, too, with sex scandals involving staff. Chris Cuomo fired a producer. I won't even go into it. It's very distasteful. But the bottom line is, now that they're not opposing Donald Trump, CNN's got no message, and they're out. But they won't want to admit that their political slant is the reason for their decline. So he is bowing out due to an inappropriate relationship. On Wednesday, Meta, the parent company for Facebook, said that the Facebook app lost roughly 1 million daily active users in the most recent quarter. That's the first ever drop for Facebook. People getting a little tired, perhaps, of being told what they can and cannot read on the platform. New York Times reporting this week that engineers looking to advance inside the company have been pushed to work on products for the metaverse. But don't rejoice. The gatekeepers are just moving into the classroom. We also know this week that the American Federation of Teachers, one of the two large teachers unions which helped the Biden administration shape COVID policy, has launched a national partnership with a fact-checking organization called NewsGuard to, and I quote, protect and champion legitimate journalism and fact-based reporting and to help educators and their students navigate a sea of online disinformation, end quote. This is another PSYOP, or excuse me, military information support operation. The service, NewsGuard, will be available through the American Federation of Teachers' 1.7 million members and the tens of millions of children that they teach. NewsGuard allegedly uses trained journalists who rank websites and other sources of online information according to reliability. And those ratings can be made to automatically appear beside search results and on websites through the use of web browser extensions. The bottom line here, train up your children in the way they should go. Don't take everything on the web at face value. Google and other search engines shape our view of reality by curating the results that we get when we search for information. And this is just another tool in that online, ongoing information war. Know what you believe and why you believe it, and then filter your information accordingly. SkyWatch TV's magazine, here's a great source of information, and it is available online for free. It is an e-magazine now. Supply chain disruptions are the source of paper and the cost of paper, so we're making this available as a digital product. The SkyWatch TV e-magazine, available right now for free at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the right-hand column, or if you just want to use the QR code here on the screen, point the phone or the camera on your phone or tablet right at it. It will take you to the link so you can download the PDF, and the PDF file inside is hot linked so you can navigate through the table of contents, the ads, very easily just by tapping on those links that will take you where you want to go. Even those links there to the social media sites will take you right to the SkyWatch TV social media pages. It's very cool. James Howell does an excellent job in laying it out. And again, either at SkyWatchTV.com or by pointing your camera at the QR code on your screen, available now and for free. During the month of February, for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a gift that could change, well, change the life of your pet for the better. Dead Pets Don't Lie. This is a groundbreaking book by Joe Artis Horn and Donna Howell. I read the audiobook version, narrated it, and was shocked at what I learned about what was in the food that we were feeding our dachshund Sam. It will open your eyes to what goes on inside the pet food industry. Even those brands that, with their advertising campaigns, convince you that they're safe and healthy for your pets, Not always. Find out more. You set the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount during the month of February, we will send this to you. You can find out more online, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling 844-750-4985. This week in Skywatch TV, we're talking about the end times with a pair of experts, co-authors of the Military Guide to Armageddon, Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, the CEO and COO of Battle Ready Ministries. It's a wonderful conversation because they've got some real insights on how to prepare yourself, how to be battle ready for the end times. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, the Skywatch investigative team lead the conversation, and you'll find the broadcast schedule for that show and all of our broadcast programming at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can set the schedule if you just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app and adding that to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those, and to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores for those apps at skywatchtv.com. You'll find it in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.